To all who come to our happy place, well, welcome to the No Guilt Disney Podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney. We're three Disney fangirls, but I actually have a special treat. We are still three today, but they're not the usual. Jane and Teresa did not do Princess Half Marathon weekend with me this year. However, I have Alicia and Hope, who are stepping in to talk all things princess with me today, because we always like to do a recap of these race weekends for anybody who either had experiences that you didn't, that you want to like flesh out and you want to talk about as well, or just you like doing runner recaps, or you're considering doing this in the future and you kind of want to get the idea of what's going on. I think that all three of us are probably pretty pro princess, meaning like we enjoy these races and we enjoyed the race in general. But I also don't think we're all like pixie dust. Like it's the most magical thing ever. Like we're going to be real with you. We're going to tell you like some of the things that we don't love about Princess Half Marathon weekend. And particularly some of the things that may have happened this past weekend that reflect that. So we're going to just try to give you a good little rundown of that. If you are new here, I am Patty Holiday, the owner of all things No Guilt Universe. That's No Guilt Disney, No Guilt Travel, No Guilt Fangirl, No Guilt Life. And you can find me on all socials at No Guilt Life. With me today is Alicia and Hope. And I'm going to have each of you just say hi and introduce yourself. Say, I don't know, where you're joining us from or a little background of your Run Disney experience. Fun fact, all three of us, Hope, are magic makers, meaning we're all travel agents who also specialize in Disney experiences. So I have a feeling that, you know, we love Disney. We love Disney World. We love Disneyland. We love to talk about it. So if this is not your thing, just understand that that's the background that we're coming from is we're probably pretty pro go to these races and go to these experiences. However, again, I think we're also going to be pretty upfront on some of the things that just don't work or aren't great or might be the reasons why you don't want to sign up for this race in the future. Okay, so Alicia, start with you. Just say hi. I actually, fun fact, met Alicia in person for the first time in the corral at the 5K, but Alicia let me know that she's been a longtime podcast listener. She listened to my old podcast, the first one that I ever started, and I was like, what? That long. So that was kind of exciting to like meet a friend that has been out there listening to me Babylon for years now. But Alicia, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi. My name's Alicia. I'm from Iowa, Davenport, Iowa. And yes, I've been listening to Patty's wonderful podcast, which is funny because I missed some of her Marvel reviews. And so maybe someday.
No, listen, I know. We talk about this constantly. Jane's like, oh, this would make a good podcast. This would make a good podcast whenever we talk about our pop culture stuff. Okay, Taylor Swift. Constantly. And I was like, oh, I have the Fangirl podcast. I should probably just revive it and bring it back up. And the problem is just time. Like, as you two know, with the No Guilt Disney podcast, we haven't been as consistent lately just because it's been hard to find time to fit everybody's schedules together. And that was part of the reason why the Marvel one kind of fell off a little bit. But you know what? I love to hear that. And it always makes me consider wanting to jump back in and talk some more about my favorites, the movies and the TV shows that are all out there. Not just Marvel, just all of them. But anyway, go on, continue.
No, that's okay. Yes, I've been doing Disney races since 2011. It's funny, I was joking with somebody, well, not really joking because I was serious, but they thought I was joking. I told them that I remember paper registrations and they're like, what? Yep. So yes, paper registrations used to be
that. An application?
Yes.
You do from the local 5K? That's wild.
Yes. Like my first two Run Disney weekends for marathon weekend. That's how I signed up for those races. And yeah, and those days are long gone, I'm pretty sure.
I found a couple of those in my email the other day. I was like, oh, look at that. I had to print those out and turn them in.
Right. Yeah, I actually registered at Race Expos in July for January Marathon Weekend.
So I heard crazy.
Yeah, Oh, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I've been around the Run Disney sphere for a while, and I try to go to one race weekend a year. I will say, to start out, Princess has never been my favorite weekend. However, mm-hmm. This was the first time I went to Princess with a bunch of girlfriends, and I had a blast. So I'm excited to share details from last weekend.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, Hope.
All right. Well, hi, I'm Hope. And I've been doing Run Disney since 2013. And I actually started to learn about Run Disney because of the OG Margarita Miles in the Mouth. If you had told me back then that one day I'd be hanging out with Patty in the parks, that's like my Disney, like, low-key celebrity, I'd be like, are you serious?
Y'all, okay, I swear I did not like pick these two girls to come and like talk about how amazing I've been for so long. Did not happen that way at all. It just, this is all very organic. Okay, I promise. I promise. But yeah, Hope has been around. She's been reading the blog for a very long time. I appreciate you, girl.
Yeah, you always have us covered with where to go to the bathroom, which is very important for me. And I feel like a lot of times people come into Run Disney and they think they're going to be in the parks the entire time. And like, I did my research before and I was like, okay, I know, you know, that we're going to have highway, but we're going to be entertained. And I feel like the first race I signed up for was the Donald in 2013. And I waited till like late in the summer. Mm-hmm. And then after that, like they started doing, I think the Dumbo challenge started on the West Coast and they brought in, which is now the Fairy Tale challenge, but they called it Glass Slipper Challenge. I know that was my first Princess weekend. Yep. And I feel like then things got like insane. And I think registration is more stressful than like the races itself. So yep. Very intense. I've done, this is my, I think it was, because I did the Princess in the virtual in 2021. So I think this was like technically like my 11th Princess weekend in a row. I wouldn't say Princess is my favorite either, but it's always a good time of year to travel, kind of like that winter blues. So mm-hmm.
get you out of the cold up here. We're all in cold areas. So yeah, like let us go warm up a little bit sometimes in Florida. Sometimes Florida doesn't. They like to participate in winter every now and then. Okay. And speaking of registration, just for anybody who's listening, a heads up. Wine and Dine registration is coming, and it's coming very, very quickly. If you are a Club Run Disney member, you are going to get your links in the next day or two. Probably by the time this gets edited and put out, like you may be looking at your link. I can't promise that I'm going to have it edited before Tuesday, but we'll see. But Tuesday, March the 5th is registration for Club Run Disney folks. And then general registration opens March 12th. This opens at 10 a.m. And if you are looking at these wine and dine themes, which, by the way, are adorable.
So adorable.
So adorable this year. The 5K is the Swedish Chef. The 10K is Tiana, which I know as Princess Runners, mm-hmm. we've had some Tiana recently, but A, I don't think you can ever get too much Tiana. She's great. But B, I'm sure this is tied into the new Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Yeah. And then we have Remy, of course, for the half marathon, and then Mickey for the challenge. So all of that is going down the weekend of October 31st to November 3rd. Put it on your calendar if you are curious and want to do Run Disney and all of that. Now, real quick, we will, all three of us will say, these races sell out super fast. You need to know how to register. You need to know, like, employ all the tips and tricks to try to get into them, because that's your first race, is the registration race. And if you want to know how to do all of that, please go back and listen to, we have tons of registration tip information, but I also will link in show notes a blog post with a video that talks about it for you. So we're not going to go into like super details right now. But I will say this, Hope, your little crew is like my backup secret weapon to get me into the races. Yeah. I am Club Run Disney, but if when the races that I want to do more than one race, because I only have gold, so I only get the one link, but when I want to do two, I reach out to Hope's little circle of friends, yes. because one of them is like, I don't know how she does it, but every single time she gets in. And so she's like my backup of, hey, can you get me into this? She's like, yep, got you. And she registers me. So
fairy bib mothers.
Yes, fairy bib mothers, y'all. And I think that for registration purposes, if you are having a hard time getting into these races, that would be like my key suggestion is create a network, find your people who will allow you to Venmo the payment afterwards, or that you trust with the credit card number, whatever, however you want to work it out. But like find your people to help you get into these races, because it takes a village sometimes. And yeah, so Hope's little team is my backup team. My A team is Jane and her crew, and then my B team is Hope's crew. So they've also helped me out in the past. But you know, I think that's also just a really big tip. Like if you're ever wondering how people get in, it's by community and like, you know, meeting people through all of this. And the reason I even mention all of that is that Princess was my first Run Disney community. And so no matter how frustrating this race and how annoying like it can get as a experience for a lot of people and the reputation that it can get, it will always, always, always have a big place in my heart, because it was where I found my Ohana. It's where I found my people. It was the one race a year that I would do every year for the first 2 years. And then after that, I started adding races on and I haven't stopped. So...
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you, as you find your people and you end up running 13 miles with them.
That's right.
Anywho,
that's right.
There's a lot of bonding that can happen on those 13 miles. Okay, so let's see. I think that covers what I want to say about Wine and Dine. I will link for you guys anything about registration that for those that are asking. Let's talk about the 5K. Alicia, I ran with Hope. And by run, I mean, we started to run, and then I think I got a little frustrated when I realized how few characters I felt there were on the course. And it's honestly that there weren't it wasn't that few. I just really appreciate it when they spread them out better. And I don't like the way they're doing the 5Ks right now. So we kind of just gave up on running and decided to stroll after that. Cause I was just like, what's the point? There's no characters. Let's just walk through Epcot. So Hope was my buddy there and she stuck with me the whole time. Alicia, who are you running with? Because I know you had somebody who was a first time run Disney experience, right?
Yes. But hold on. Before we start there, we got to talk about your costume. Pay. Yeah. You got to tell everybody about your costume. It's funny because I was in the corral and from afar, I see these pinstripe overalls. And if you all know Patty, you all probably know the color of those overalls. We had Miss Patty Kelsey. Patty was dressed up as Travis Kelsey.
No, Jason.
Jason Kelsey. That's
Jason.
Right.
Jason. Yeah, Jason.
As she got closer, I was laughing as I saw you come walk up to the corral.
Let me tell you, it was a hit. We had a lot of people comment on it, and a lot of people.
Celebrity. Right?
We got a shout out from Carissa at the end.
We did. She was like, "Is that Jason Kelsey?" I was like, "Prince Disney Prince Jason Kelsey."
That's right.
So I love all things pop culture and all things that are like meme worthy, and part of that I try to tie it in with a lot of Run Disney costumes when I can. And sometimes they're loosely based with Disney and sometimes they have zero to do with Disney, which obviously this has zero to do with Disney. But I also ran as Pete Davidson from the skit, the SNL skit, the Swifty Pete Davidson. Again, nothing to do with Disney, just amused me. So it's stuff like that. Like, this is not new. But when I saw Jason out there celebrating after the Super Bowl, I was like, I have to, right? And Jane's like, of course you do. So there we go.
I mean, he's got some great Disney World reels, so he would be proud.
He does. I mean, I feel like this was, you know, a check mark, a Kelsey approved kind of activity. So yeah, I couldn't wear the mask, obviously, the whole run because Disney does not allow you to do that. So I stuck it like up on my visor. But at the end, Hope took a picture of me like with this mask on my head, which by the way, it was a child size mask. So it barely fit over my head. It was pretty funny. But anyway, I'll throw that up on the blog post. So if you guys want to see that picture, you'll have to pop over to No Guilt Disney and find it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Have fun with it. Have fun with it. So yes, that's how I met Alicia, as she was with actually my longtime friend, Sarah. And so I walked over and we started talking, and that's when she introduced herself to me. So that's how we met in the crowds.
That is. Yes. So I was with another girl. Her name was Sarah. She was a first time Run Disney girl. So couple of fun facts. So she works with me at Park in Preston, which I think that was your travel agent. That was your starting one, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just really cool how that worked out. So anyway, Sarah, she had never done Run Disney before. And we're all talking about registration last June when it popped up, and she goes, so literally 5 minutes before registration opened, she's like, who's going? And I text my husband, can I go? And he's like, sure.
Love it.
He didn't know what I was getting. Well, I mean, he knows what I'm getting into, but how it turned into a girls weekend. But anyways, so yeah, she has had it was her first 5K ever. And so we walked it. Just a side note, last August, she had donated a kidney to her father-in-law. She was a match.
Oh, wow.
Which was just wild in itself that she matched her father-in-law, because it never works that way.
No.
So that all went well. And then about 3 months after that surgery, she got pregnant. So she, she's like, why did I sign up for this 5K? But I assured her, I was like, it's going to be okay. I will walk with you. We're going to have a blast. And we did.
Good.
Just like Patty said, there was very few characters on the 5K course. I haven't done a 5K in a couple years at Run Disney. And I will say, not a fan of the 5Ks right now.
Listen, I don't think you're wrong. There's somebody else in our Facebook group who's like vented, you know, a lot about the 5Ks and how she's done with them. And I was like, you know what? I don't blame y'all. I'm too lazy to train for the 10 and the half at this point. So I'm sticking with the 5Ks. But as far as like getting the whole package, I really feel like the 10K and the half marathon provide you with more of the Run Disney experience that most of us are here for and are looking for. So, and both of you have experience with those races, so we'll talk about those in a little bit more too. So yeah, I think you're right. I mean, the 5K was okay.
It was okay. And I don't think it wasn't about like the characters. Cause like, you know, I think previously, probably maybe we had a few more characters that amount, but
we have, yeah.
I also think it was just so crowded.
It was
that even if you wanted to run, you couldn't run. Mm-hmm. So I was especially, you know, walking with someone who it was their first race. I was perfectly content, because there are some times I'm like, oh, I just have that itch and want to run. I did not have that itch at all because it was so crowded. So yeah, I was happy to walk with her for her first race. And I felt so bad because I was looking at the pictures afterwards, and Mike Wazowski'd her at the finish line in one of, like, it was the aerial shot that we got back. My hands were like in her face. I'm like, oh no, I'm so sorry. But we did.
Hey, that's a perfect welcome to Run Disney experience. You got Mike Wazowski'd.
I know. She's like, I don't really care. So
yeah.
Yeah. We had a fun time. She was the chef from Ariel, from The Little Mermaid. And I was Sebastian, but I would say I kind of did a poor job of Sebastian costume. Cute. With just
I remember you
now. It was adorable.
I know, it was the dark, so it was, so Sebastian hat and then like a raw threads thingamabobs Ariel shirt. So, but yeah, we had a great time. Sarah did say she would do another 5K. It might just be a while. So she enjoyed it.
Good, yeah. good. Hope, what did I complain about? what was your experience?
We both were in agreement. Again, it wasn't so much the amount of characters, because I think that might be the same. It just feels like there's less. And I guess you said they did this in Wine and Dine, and I hadn't done a 5K since last Princess, and I can't really remember like where they had them, but it felt like they could do something about these long lines if they space them out better. Because I think people get to a point in the race where they're like, well, this is why I signed up to do the 5K specifically, so I could take my time, be relaxed, do characters. So let's, I think we waited maybe like 30 minutes for Cinderella, which it was good because it was Cinderella, one of the mice, forgive me, I don't know her name, and then Irma. Prince Charming. Yeah. So it was nice that there was three people together, but it was, and then I think the next stop, which we didn't wait for, was Aurora and Philip, and I think the fairies, but I don't think the fairies were with everybody's photos. Correct. From what I saw, and I would have been mad if I had waited and they weren't in mine, but it was just, it was a very long time, and it feels like they used to be kind of sprinkled like better, mm-hmm. so people didn't feel as like rushed, because like by the time we got to Goofy at the end, I don't think we waited very long for him, mm-hmm. but probably a lot of people weren't waiting at that point because they probably already wasted like an hour and a half on the other characters. So.
No, I feel like that's accurate in my experience. And to Alicia's point, I also think that that's why the course feels so crowded, is because mm-hmm. The first character to stop for.
It was Eric, Prince Eric.
Well, it was Prince okay. Eric, and it Prince was right Eric, at the yeah. 1 mile. It was right yeah. at the 1 mile.
Yeah.
But then from Prince Eric to Cinderella, who was by France.
Yeah, that's right.
There wasn't anyone. It was 2 mile. Yeah. There wasn't yeah. anyone in between there. And so I feel like that's why World Showcase felt so packed and so crowded. Because if you did stop for Prince Eric and say you were in A crowd, you stopped with Prince Eric by the time B or C crowds got started is when you were then joining them. And if you're a faster runner and you're trying to weave through, you know, people who aren't as fast, like it just, it's a whole crowding situation. So I think that that's my, I agree with you that it felt way more crowded than I think it has in the past. The 5Ks used to be like the magic race to run because you might wait, but you were waiting maybe 10 to 15 minutes mm-hmm. for a character. You were definitely not waiting 30 to 40 minutes, which has been the recent experience. And I do feel like it's the spacing out of it all that made the difference, because in my, like, I looked back to check. I was like, am I crazy? Am I thinking that there was like way more characters on the 5K? There have been. There have been cases where we've had like 7 and 8 characters for a 5K. Like, it's been crazy. But for right. the most part, expecting 5 to 6 is reasonable. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to be like, we need characters every 10 feet in the 5K. But I do think that that would make a big difference on spacing and crowding on the course, and would also just make it more enjoyable. The other thing to keep in mind with the 5K is you have a lot of like little kids that are running it, because mm-hmm. that's the first age group that 5-year-olds and up can join these races. And I'm sure parents are like trying to keep track of them and hold them down, you know, like hold them back. And like, and so I just think like with the crowding factor, like, you know, that factors. And we saw some cute little girls that were yeah. in front of us for Cinderella, and they were kind of griping about like this whole, it's so crowded and there's so many people, and the mom was just like, yes, the pictures will be great. Like, yeah, they were like, why are we doing this? The mom was like, the pictures, you'll love the pictures, just like trust me. And they were like, okay. It was kind of funny, but anyway, so yeah, so that was the 5K. like, it was it was enjoyable ish but it is not as good as it used to be. So if you are somebody who's trying to figure out, like, if you want to waste the time, waste money, I used to say, do the 5K for pictures, and then you can run more for the 10 and the half. But mm-hmm. I feel now that if you really want a more variety of pictures and probably even shorter lines for any of the pictures, the 10K and the half might be your better options if you are up to running that far. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute, but we're going to take a real quick break. So overall, 5K experiences, what would you rate it like out of 10? Alicia, what would you give it?
Oh, gosh. Maybe a 6. Like I said, you know, it's good. You're just out for a stroll, especially for a first timer. You don't want to do characters. But I'd say if you are the type of person who wants to take advantage of those rare characters, because yeah, I think we kind of briefly talked about it with Prince Eric was out. You had Cinderella with Prince Charming and the mice, Aurora with, and Jester Mickey. yeah, characters, probably a low score is what I would say, but I didn't stop for characters either.
Yeah.
Just with those wait times. But yeah, I would say overall 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Hope. That's what I give the 5K.
All right. See, it's still, even though like I'll complain, I'm still like, I still run Disney. They're always going to have me. So I'd still probably give it an 8 out of 10. Cause I like to think if I had never done a 5K before, and that was my first run Disney experience and just how I am with Disney, I would have been like, oh my gosh. But because I know like how good it was, I'm like, we could have done this better. And like, I know we talked about Eric being the first character. I remember like I looked at Patty, I was like, well, is anybody with him? Because that's one of the things that I asked about this, which when we talk about the 10K later, I'd be like, oh, is so-and-so with him? They used to have more groupings. That's why I do think if I'm going to wait a half hour, at least it wasn't just Cinderella by herself who I can get in the parks. So yes, I do like that. Cool. I wish they would have given somebody like, put somebody with Eric. I don't know. Put Ariel out there. It's her race. But yeah, and I definitely agree that it's crowded, but I'd still give it an 8. It's fun.
What's Eric's dog's name? I can't remember what his dog's name. Wouldn't that be a great character? Yes. Wouldn't that be a fun character to have?
I probably made you stop for that.
I'm like, we absolutely would have stopped for that. I would have stood in line for that one for an hour to get this big woolly, fluffy dog. Like, how cute would that be?
Instead, we were like, well, we want to at least do one character. Might as well stop for Cinderella. And then I was like, oh, she's got people with her. It'll be worth it. Because at first we thought it was just her. And I was like,
yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So that's fair. I think that if I'm going to compare it to other Princess Half Marathon 5Ks that I've done, then I'm going to give it a low score. I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite. Okay. But if I am going to compare it to just, I don't know, just the Disney of it all, whatever. I'm still not going to say don't do it, guys. You'll hate it. Because I think the 5K is good for a lot of people. And I just think you just need to know who you are. If you are like a runner, like if you're like a super runner and you don't care about characters, then you may also love this, because if you're starting in A or B crowd, you're just going to be able to breeze through and you're going to be fine. If you're a front of the pack, you're going to be good. But if you are planning to stop for characters and you want to do that, just understand we're not exaggerating. It was like 30 to 40 minutes for some of these lines. And it doesn't have to be that way, because it hasn't always been that way. There's absolutely experiences where it was still a very long line, but not quite this long. And I think it's just because the pacing, the placement of characters throughout the World Showcase, they made it easier for people to stop more frequently or to skip somebody and go on to the next one, because they knew just half a mile down the road there was another one, and that they're not doing that as much anymore. So if Run Disney is listening, hi, that would be our request, is to reconsider your placement. Hope mentioned, and I do remember this one, and this was a great placement. I have only saw it the one race, though, that there was one Princess Half Marathon 5K where you, as you ran in, it was like half a mile. It was like right after you left the parking lot area. They had three princesses lined up. So you got into one line and you went to one princess, then the next princess, then the next princess. And I know one of them was Merida. That's the only one I can visualize. I can't remember who the other two were. Maybe Pocahontas.
Moana was out there too.
Maybe Moana. And it was so great. It was a long line, but I was like, that's the most bang for your buck right there. And they took people off the course like early, so it also spaced things out. And I just remember we skipped that. We didn't jump in that line, but I remember having plenty of room to run as we got into there. And again, I think it's because it's like a people eater, right? Like it took a bunch of people out of that line so that the rest of the race could. And that was a great 5K, and I wish they would come back to doing something along those lines. Anywho, I'm not in charge. They still have not put me in charge. I don't know. I don't know why. okay.
Mark Ferrer needs to call you.
Yeah, right. Come on. Let me help you. Okay. Yeah, now both of you ran the 10K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sat the 10K out. In fact, I went home right after the 5K. I had already been there for like a whole week. for other reasons. And so I had to hurry up and get home. So tell me about the 10K. What I loved about the 10K, I think, again, I'm a character person, so I'm always interested in hearing about that. And then we'll talk about the half marathon as well. But Hope, what was your thoughts? You ran with your husband.
Mm-hmm. And you made him.
And he wore a skirt.
Did
as a charity runner.
Oh, yes. Look at that.
He made his fundraising goal for Autism Speaks. So he agreed to wear one of my Sparkle athletic skirts for that. And today he came through on it. Now I have a funny story about that. He was supposed to wear a pinker one that matched mine. And I had showed him, I had laid them out. He put it in the dryer, y'all. This is why men shouldn't. Oh. And so I had to clean out. This is like the night before we're leaving. Like little, you know, like it looks like little confetti. And I'm like, you put this in the dryer. And he's like, I'm just not meant for delicate things. So then I'm like, well, I have a rose gold one. I was like, but we're not going to match now. So he was supposed to have a prettier pink one. There's a whole thing behind that.
Rip to the pink skirt. Sorry.
Yes, I know. I'm like, well, okay. I'd worn that one several times before, but that's I had to kind of roast him a little bit on the whole backstory of that. But I've always liked the Princess 10K. I think if you are definitely a character person, this was the race for you. Now, usually when I run with Daniel, we don't do a lot of character stops, but he did say, he's like, I don't care to stop whatever you want to stop for. And we stopped for the Tremaine family because you got
perfect
sisters, Lady Tremaine. And I know you can see the sisters. Usually my rule, if I'm going to stop a character, is like, can I get them in the park or not? And like, I know I can get the stepsisters, but usually not with Lady Tremaine as well.
Right.
So we stopped for them. Their line was like, I don't even think we waited like 30 seconds at this point. Now, I will say we were running at a pretty decent clip. And we started in corral B, so I don't know.
Wait,
if that
did you just say you only waited 30 seconds for them?
Yeah, maybe 30 seconds for them by the time we got up there. But we were running like at a pretty quick pace.
I need to be faster. I need to run.
Think there's a theory behind that because some of the times we were in corral B, and like I almost had a stop for Esmeralda because I've never seen her out.
Yeah,
and her line was definitely longer. It would have been a couple minutes. And I think again, it goes back to that theory. I think a lot of people. Because there were so many characters at the beginning of that 10K. I think probably what happened was a lot of people that did characters did those early ones. And then by the time you saw the Tremaine family on the boardwalk, they were like, you know, I want to finish this thing. I want to be done. And they just didn't. And that could have contributed. So I think it was contributing factors. And then we did stop with Arabelle too.
Yeah, I think there's psychological plans that go into this as runners. And as somebody who's never been fast, I've always had to like check my time, right? Like I can only give so much time here to stand in line because I don't want to get swept. And I think that factors into your thinking. And so depending on which character it is, also the good news is, you know, with social media and again, with your little find your squad, find your people, you can find out who's farther down the course so that you know, oh, wait, the Tremaine sisters are on the
DJ was actually saying that. She's like, if you go see, like she was announcing it. I'm like, is she serious? And I was like, let's find out.
So. Yeah. Yeah. It really does help if you, Disney does not tell you in advance the characters on the course. They want to, you know, protect the magic or whatever, which again, I think they would really do a service if they would try that once. Let's find out if it helps with the crowding, if it helps with the spacing of it out. We're all adults running these races, at least for the half marathon, right? Because for the half marathon, you got to be 14 and up. So at the very least for the half marathon. But anyway, I just think that it would go a long way if people actually knew. And I know it gets leaked sometimes, and sometimes people know in advance. But if you don't, you know, I think that matters. So overall, great characters from your opinion. Alicia, did you do characters for this one? Or are you just runner? Are you just like, I don't do a picture of characters ever?
So when it comes, I will say this, I am a runner. However, when it comes to Disney, it's my fun runs.
Okay.
For both the half and 10K and the half. I was, as Hope was talking, I was looking back at my photos. So I started in Corral A and I went back and counted and I stopped for 9 character stops. I think that was all of them. So that was pretty good. There was only one that I did miss that I was like, I'm not, it was Belle. And as I was running up, she was leaving and swapping out. So I was like, and I'm not going to wait for her. I'll just keep going. So I got with Mulan, Moana, Pocahontas, which I think she was the opposite of Esmeralda because I missed Esmeralda.
Okay.
Maleficent, Jasmine, Mirabelle, Prince Mickey, Asha, and then the Tremaine were the ones that I had. So yeah, I had a, and honestly for the, where I was at, maybe a minute. I mean, it wasn't that long of a line for all of them. Just like six to eight people.
Listening, watching, do you remember I said 40 minutes for the 5K waits? And then you come up, you know, to a minute, 2 minutes or whatever. Now, again, both these girls are fairly, they're fairly quick on their feet. They, they can run pretty quickly. But the point just being the more characters are on the course and also the way they're spaced out, I really think that plays into what your lines are going to end up looking like. And then for sure, if you are middle of the pack, you are going to get stuck with the longest lines. If you are back of the pack, you can actually get some short lines because people give up and they stress out and they worry about finishing.
That happened to us in Springtime Surprise.
Yeah.
We started in crowd D for the 5K. I'd forgotten that I'd done that. It was actually on my birthday. And I'll say you get like your own photo shoot with the photo pass photographers if you're in crowd D. We were like, there was like no lines. Now there was one guy who did come by at the last character stop. I was like, all right, guys, after this, we're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
So, I'll say that's a perk of being in the back corral.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something to remember. If you're front or if you're in the back, you're going to get the best pictures. Yeah, I used to,
that's true.
I can't even remember this creator's name, but there was a creator on Instagram who she always made me laugh. She was definitely way back of the pack runner, but she was just like, why do I love being a back of the pack runner? She was like, because of these pictures. And it was, and it was all her completely by herself. It looks like she had the whole race course to herself because that's what you get when you're back there. I think you can get those also if you're front of the pack runner, but I wouldn't know. So, okay. So that sounds good. What about the course for you two? Because this is my thing, is I do not love the 10K courses of late at Walt Disney World. I used to run the challenges all the time. And then I went back to, I'd only run the 10K and the 5K. And now I've completely backed off and I only run the 5K. And for me, it's because of the course. I'm just not a fan of basically all of that highway. How do you guys feel about that with this 10K? How was the spacing? How was the crowding? And did you have room to do your thing, to do your run?
So it's been a while for me since I ran a 10K. Mm-hmm. So this course is new to me. You know, the highway, it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Still not a fan. I mean, yes, we pay because we want to see more time in the parks, but it's always hard. And that's why I always tell new people when they complain about that. I'm like, well, you have to get to one park, you still have to get on the highway.
Yep.
I thought it was okay. I like that they are introducing more of Hollywood Studios into the 10K course. In fact, I had a blast going down Sunset Boulevard and had some really fun Tower of Terror pictures, just like the shocked look. And so that was fun. Boardwalk, I really have never been a fan of because I always run through it like an hour after they are like rinsing it, spraying it off in the early morning. And so it just, I'm like, don't fall as I'm going through it. But other than that, like the course is fine.
Okay.
I like that you're able to spread out more. It was definitely more spread out than the 5K, which was great. However, I do miss, I think, didn't we used to in the 10K run around World Showcase again? Yes. Do you remember, Patty? Okay. Mm-hmm. that part I do miss of the 10K. Because you just get that short section in Epcot. Overall, I think it's good. There's something I miss, but you know, overall good.
Okay.
I pretty much think the same thing. I know that they, from what I've been noticing, is they still use that course with the World Showcase because that's what we did for Springtime Surprise 10K last year. And I think Marathon Weekend people use that one this year. So I think they've been rotating them, but I tend to do Wine and Dine, and I did do Marathon Weekend this time, but not the 10K. I just did the marathon.
But only at Disney is just a marathon a thing.
But that's the same 10K course we've been doing, I feel like, for Wine and Dine the past couple years and at Princess. I like going into Hollywood Studios, but I wish it was more than 20 seconds. But I'm the type of person, like, the highway really doesn't bother me because they have it completely. Like, I didn't even wear my AirPods for the race. Like, I soaked in the entertainment. And then because I did want to run the 10K, I felt like that gives me more space to spread out. I actually like the boardwalk. That's like my favorite part, but I do agree. you have to be careful not to fall because it is slippery every time it's slippery. But I do think that's always gorgeous running through that. But I definitely agree that the other 10K course, and I say this to Daniel every time because he's only done the Wine and Dine 10Ks with me, and now he did this one. And I'm like, you keep missing the good one. And I'm like, want to bring back the good one for, because I think they've been doing that. And I'm like, maybe they'll bring that one back for Springtime Surprise, which that'll be my girls' trip. It's like, okay, I got to do the good 10K without you. I think that one, if you're like into park time, is better because, like you said, we got to do way more of World Showcase. And I still think we ran on like the boardwalk and everything. You don't get studios, but it is, I feel like that one breaks it up and it goes by quicker. But for me, I felt like it flew, the miles just flew by. And I felt like I had plenty of space. I thought runner etiquette was really good. Princess gets a really bad rep for like runner etiquette. And I'm going to say I had better experience runner etiquette than I did at Wine and Dine this year. And Daniel agreed and said the same thing. And so I think sometimes it depends on what crowd you're in, where you start, and just really, I think each race. I think the reason why Princess gets the bad rep is just because it is the one where it's a lot of first timers and everyone's just really excited. I don't know, like, a lot of energy, but that was probably the best etiquette I've seen like in a Run Disney race in a really long time. So I was very impressed about that. I was like, wow, this was nice. So I was like, note to self, I'm going to mention this when I talk about it, because everyone always complains about it. From my personal experience, runner etiquette was really good for the Enchanted 10K this year.
Good. Yep. I love to hear that. Because it is one of those things that from the beginning, and Princess has had some doozies of years where I've seen it with my own eyes, like all kinds of wild stuff. And so I get where that rep comes from, but I do think hopefully like the more and more people talk about it and like educate and understand, there are some differences. But I, to your point, I absolutely do think it's a lot of it is could be first timers, but it's also where you are in the race and is what your experience is going to be. My complaint has always been, as a Galloway runner, I do the walk run thing, is that people would say, I hate it when people are walking 4 or 6 across. And I'm like, every single race, I can tell you, this is what happens, is me and my friend are doing our intervals and another group right next to us is doing their intervals. And at some point, somehow we end up like linking up. So it looks like we're walking at the same time together when we're not, the four of us are not together. We're like two separate groups, right? But they're walking a little faster. And so they're on the outside, you know, going around us. But for a certain period of time, it looks like 4 across, 6 across, whatever. And I'm like, that's the thing about, I think, intervals that people have to keep in mind, is that intervals can make it look like, you know, people are, so as that interval runner, I also would try to pay attention to that. And if we were kind of syncing up with another group, we would run through an interval to like break it up. We would try to, or single file ourselves, you know, to behind each other to try to break it up. That topic comes up every single Princess. And I'm glad to hear that you had a positive experience this year.
Yeah. Good. I always say pack your patience for these races anyway. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A lot of people don't know. Like, I've talked to some people that were all about just running. I tell them the same things. I'm like, listen, there's going to be a lot of people that have never ran before. They're going to do Galloway. I've never done Galloway before till my marathon training. And I'm consider me a fan now of that. Consider me a fan, mad respect. And I tell the same thing to the people that are going to be walking more, friends that start. I'm like, listen, I'm like, you're going to have some people that are going to be intense. Some people might be a little not pixie dust-like. You just have to kind of brush it off, move over, weave in and out, do what you have to do, and just realize that these are at Disney. You're not, you know, it's not that serious at the end of the day.
Yeah, this isn't Boston. we're not Boston. We're just, first. But
we're going to go eat waffles after this and walk around a park for 3 hours.
Right. It's fun. And honestly, like, you can PR and you can get those goals. Like, I think more power to you if that is like your goal. So I'm not ever discounting, you know, you run your own race. That's always what I think, is just you do your own race. And it's absolutely possible to PR. It's even possible to get a Boston qualifying time on these courses. It happens. But I would say for the most part, that's not the crew. That's not the crowd that you're dealing with. You're dealing with, you know, leisurely, happily enjoying the experience TM versus, you know, the race. Okay. What would you rate it 1 to 10?
I would give the 10K a 9.5.
Okay.
Because I had a great time.
Yeah, I would agree. I would give it a 9.5. It was just an overall good experience. And
excellent. Excellent. Okay, we're going to talk about the half marathon in just a minute. Real quick break. All right, Alicia is our half marathon runner, and yes. when she ran this, she also completed the, what are we calling it now, Fairy Tale Challenge, right?
Fairy Tale Challenge,
when you said glass slipper, that was like in the back of my head, and I was
I still call it that.
Yeah. So the Fairy Tale Challenge, which is for anybody who is kind of new, learning the lingo of Run Disney, they do these race challenges where they'll do like two or more races put together. And if you do both of them back to back, then you get an extra medal, an extra t-shirt, extra bragging rights. And that's Alicia. So Alicia, tell us how you felt overall about the half marathon. Did you stop for pictures? Did you just run this one straight? I know there was a ton of pictures. Like I saw somebody say, I think over 40 characters on the course.
Oh, wow.
So I was looking back. I have my camera roll pulled up. So I did stop for pictures. Okay. However, I will say I did miss probably the first two or three characters just because I was kind of trying to get myself settled in for the race. For half marathons, I started doing Galloway intervals, which has kind of helped me, especially through longer races. So I missed Olaf. I know that was one of them. And I can't remember the other two that I missed. They were kind of the first couple miles, I'll say that.
Yeah.
So I missed those ones. I mean, the lines weren't long either. I was in Corral A for the half marathon, but kind of looking back through, I felt like there was a lot of characters for the half marathon. And just quickly counting 2, 3, 4, 5. So it looks like I got about like 10 or so, but just a lot of characters. That was like the coldest morning out of all three of the mornings.
Yeah.
It got colder before it got warmer when the sun came up. I will say that. But no, overall good. It's kind of the same as the 10K. You know, we have a lot of highway that we can spread out. Runner etiquette was good in the half marathon as well. So no complaints about that. And even myself, you know, when I'm training, I don't practice the put your arm up as you're starting to walk, but I'm really good at it during the race, surprisingly. So I always did my best to get over to the right if I could. And if I couldn't, I would stay to the left, especially since we're so spread out on that highway. So yeah, good pictures. I will say this too. One of the pictures I wish I would have got when I was running, it was probably between mile 10 and 11 as you're coming back to Epcot, because it was so cold. You could see the fog coming up from the bot, like the little swamp area, but then the monorail was coming through. So it was like the fog, monorail, and then the sun right behind it. And there was a bunch of people that I was running with. They stopped to take that picture. I'm like, shoot, I should have grabbed that photo because it was really cool.
You know, that is the one thing about these Disney races that I think is not mentioned enough is the sunrises. Florida has some beautiful sunrises. And some of my favorite pictures were from the 10K. And in fact, I think of the ones that I'm thinking of are Princess 10Ks, where we were out there long enough, but not too long. And we got these great sunrise pictures around the boardwalk. Stunning gorgeousness. You are running on your way back from the castle, you are running into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For those that are new to this whole experience. And that is something that can suck if you are back of the packer, because it can get warm, it can get hot, it can literally be like the sun right in your eyes. But I think, you know, again, like the middle and the front folks just get beautiful sunrise views as they're running back towards Epcot. And yeah, that would have been a great picture.
It was. And then another thing that I know, Patty, I talked to you about this in the 5K corral. I did have a little moment when I saw the balloon ladies come through when, like, mile 9 when I was heading back and they were going into Magic Kingdom. Definitely thought of, was it Heather that lost her son? Yeah. I didn't know which one was her, but definitely thought about her, knowing the last month has been difficult for her. And so, yeah, that was... It's a little emotional to see her see that pack go by, but
she powered through. Heather did a big thing in her son's name and walked both the she didn't do the 5K, but she did the 10K and the half marathon. So she did the challenge, and you know, it was emotional. But she did it. For those that don't know, you can go back and listen to the Balloon Lady episode. We actually talked to Heather and there was some conversation about the situation that unfortunately happened. Yeah.
But overall, the half was good. It's funny, the Sarah that I walked the 5K with, she told me the night before, she's like, I'm going to come to Main Street. I want to see you. I want to see that whole, like,
it's an experience. You know,
see all the runner. She wanted to experience it. Well, she overslept.
Oh no!
Unfortunately, we were staying at the Grand Floridian, and so when I said that I was coming up on Magic Kingdom, she goes, "Just tell me when you're coming to Grand Floridian, I'll come out and walk or watch you there." And so she was standing outside of Grand Floridian and was waiting for me, and she even said too, like, just watching the runners from Grand Floridian, that she teared up a little bit, and she goes, it was just so neat to see. And but yeah, so that was kind of fun seeing somebody on the course, and even though she wanted Main Street, she still got Grand Floridian, which there was nobody at Grand Floridian. So
there you go. It worked out perfectly. She couldn't miss you. I will say, if you are not a runner and you have never experienced this whole thing, but you're curious, being a spectator is amazing. Mm-hmm. And from any of the races, the 5, 10, half, but I love the half marathons and I love the marathon. I love to spectate those because, yes, every single time I get the tears in my eyes from the people that are like flying down me from the front. And I always stay until the very last person goes back. And those warriors who are battling, I mean, guys, like, sometimes it's so hard out there. And it's just so impressive, like, to watch everybody just out there doing their thing. It's a big deal. So yeah, it's cool. It's cool to watch you guys run.
I really want to spectate someday. Like, after we finished our marathon, like, we didn't know anyone on the course, but I felt like I knew all these people because it really does help hearing people. And then I forgot that our, like, names are on our bibs. I'm like, Daniel's like, how do they know our names? I'm like, oh, it's on our bibs. And it just felt like a whole big party. And I'm like, we got to come, like, spectate the marathon one year and just do this, because that's truly special, even if you don't even know the people, because it's so magical and it's just so uplifting, and it really does help. It helps the runners. And, like, I think you said, you get emotional as a spectator. Like,
totally.
Definitely on my list of things to do.
Totally do. Yep. Love it. Yeah. If you're ever, for whatever reason, either can't get into a race, don't want to run it, whatever, and you happen to be down there and you're interested, like, I can give, I have tips for that too. I'll throw those in there, but I love to spectate and it's a lot of fun, and it is. And I think it means a lot to the runners. Even if you know somebody out there on the course, that's really cool. But even if you don't know a single person who's running, you still matter to these people. So it helps. It helps. So that's cool. Okay. So that was Grand Floridian. And then you finished as you got into Epcot. All good things. Any major issues? Okay.
No major issues. Great finish line. And yeah, the half was great. Wrapped up a great, great princess weekend.
Okay.
Did
10 out of 10.
Bachelor Matt James. I saw he ran. I don't know if you guys
I heard that. Yes.
I heard that.
Oh, Did he win? Yes. I want to say he won, or he got like third place or something crazy.
A personal bet.
Yeah, he had a PR
on his Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, I was listening. I was just listening to John Pelkey and Carissa Galloway had their own podcast, and they were talking about that. And they said, "Why didn't anyone tell us he was here? Like, ABC owns Disney. We could have brought him on stage."
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
I should have done the half.
Isn't that crazy? So here's my thing. I would love to put this out just as a invitation on behalf of all the Disney Princess runners to Kylie Kelsey. I have no idea if she's a runner, but she looks like a runner, right? Like, don't you think that she's fit. I mean, she's fit, right? So I'm like, hey, Kylie, come and bring the girls and spend a Princess Half Marathon weekend with us. I think the Eagles Autism Foundation should link up and get some charity bibs.
Yes, absolutely.
And we would absolutely support you guys like crazy. And Run Disney, if you're listening, that's who your next like get should be, because Kylie is a princess and she's amazing. And yes, I know I'm a little obsessed with the Kelseys right now, but I feel like I speak for most of America. Okay. But anyway, that would be a lot of fun if that happened. But yeah, and that's the thing. I think princess has been the race more than any of the other ones that I can think of offhand in all my years of paying attention to Run Disney that has the most like celebrity whatevers that show up for whatever reason. We've had some really, like, we've had Olympians, we've had Joey Fatone, we've had Sean Astin wore a tiara and a tutu and ran 1 year. So, like, you know, we've had some pretty good names out there for Princess, but it's a fun race. You just have to pack your patience, as Hope said. I think that's kind of the key to all of Run Disney, but definitely for this particular race. 10 out of 10, Alicia?
I would say 10 out of 10, yes.
All right. Love to hear it. Okay. So I think that this answer is, and what you're going to get from this conversation, if you listen to all of us or watch the whole thing, is the races are actually getting better the longer you run them. So if you're looking to set big goals, maybe you go ahead and set a goal for a Run Disney half marathon. 16-minute mile pace is what you're shooting for. It is attainable. I've done it. I completed like 22 half marathons before before I finally called it good. And I think 21 of them were at Run Disney. So I always was able to manage and get through. I never got swept. I don't know how that happened, knock on all the wood. But I'm just saying, if you're looking for a big goal to go out there and you love the spectacle of it all and you want to see the characters, you may not be able to stop for all of them, but you want to see them, then maybe the half marathon is what you need to be looking at rather than the 5Ks. Because 5Ks are kind of not great right now. Anywho, but before we go, I also want Hope to talk about her podcast. Hope also has a fantastic podcast with her husband. Tell us a little bit about it.
It is called the We Watch TV Podcast, and you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anything that you listen to podcasts on YouTube. We don't have any like videos yet on YouTube, but we've been putting it on there. And we do talk a little bit about Disney stuff, but mostly about the Disney shows like Loki. We just put out a supercut for the Percy Jackson and the Olympians season 1. So it's mostly about shows, movies, things we watch, but we do kind of sometimes get into like little conversations about our personal life. Like we did talk about our marathon that we ran in the episode. I believe we entitled the episode, "We Ran a Marathon." So, and then people are always like, "Do you talk about Disney a little bit? Like, well, but most of the time it's just what we're watching, kind of just our reactions to certain shows. So if you're into shows, movies, pop culture, just give us a listen. Hopefully we won't be too boring.
No, you're not at all. You're so cute. They're a really fun listen. Like if you're into something, you're like, I need somebody to process this with. I need to talk about it. Like, there you go. Perfect shout out for a perfect podcast to do that. Alicia, anything you want to shout out before I move on?
Oh man, I'm not as exciting.
Just wanted to make sure that I didn't like overlook anything. So, you know.
No.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, that is the Run Disney Princess Half Marathon. Make it. That is the Run Disney Princess Half Marathon weekend from 2024. Up next is going to be Springtime Surprise. And then after that, for all of you that are like, oh, we're so tired of Run Disney, I don't run, get back to the Disney content. Trust me, it's coming. Like, we're all getting there. Teresa and Jane and I have had these conversations. And it's just, unfortunately, between work and school and some other like personal stuff that's going on, we've just had a hard time like slotting things in, but we are working on it to be a little bit better about that for you. If you have any requests, questions, anything that we've talked about that you want to comment on or anything, you can either join us in our Facebook group. We have a nice little Facebook group on there's just the No Guilt Disney, I think is the name of the Facebook group. So come join us there. You can also email noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com and join us on the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as I like to say, it is no fun to fangirl.
Run Disney
lines and etiquette. Oh, etiquette. Princess etiquette alone. Bye, y'all.
Bye.